Israeli ambassador to Biden, we expect our ally to blame Hamas. Not us when Hamas kills Israelis and an American. By Ian Hanchett on September 3, 2024. On Tuesday's broadcast of the Fox News channel's Fox and Friends, Israel's ambassador to the UN Danny Danon responded to President Joe Biden criticizing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by alleging Netanyahu hasn't done enough to get a ceasefire by stating that we expect our ally, the U.S., to say, very clearly, Hamas is to be blamed for the fact we don't have a deal today in the wake of Hamas killing multiple Israeli hostages and an American hostage. Danon said, it is very simple, the blame is on Hamas, period. You cannot blame Netanyahu or the Israelis. Hamas always say yes, no. In May, President Biden put a deal on the table. We said yes, Hamas said no. In August, the same happened. So, blaming us the day that we are grieving after the brutal execution of six young Israelis, including the American boy, think about that. He was in captivity for almost 11 months. Tortured, he was wounded, and he was executed. He added, I saw the videos, and thinking about the moments those boys and girls were waiting and actually knew that they were going to execute them. Those are savages, they are the ones to be blamed. And we expect our ally, the U.S., to say, very clearly, Hamas is to be blamed for the fact we don't have a deal today. Co-host Brian Kilmeade then asked, how about the fact that we're trying to run the war from here? Telling, for the longest time, not to go into Rafah. Do you think that helps or hurts? Danon responded, I think it hurts the interests of the U.S. Because the U.S. wanted us to finish the war as soon as possible. I think we have to finish the war, not to end the war. We have to finish the war and the finish of the war will be the end of Hamas, period. We will not allow Hamas to stay in power. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.